I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, commenting on the decades-long effort by the Islamic Republic of Iran to present itself as not making a nuclear weapon and yet to have all the ingredients for a nuclear weapon. And here we are. The remark in your document points to the Iranians having everything they need but a couple of details on subcomponents. Is that the way to put it?
Right. Good evening, John. Yes, I think what we're trying to show people here is that Iran has a very short timeline to reestablish a nuclear weapons program, to advance its weaponization aspects, which is the key scientific and engineering work that they would take to produce a functioning nuclear device. We have on our website, under the Nonproliferation and Biodefense Program at FDB.org, a really nice visual that helps explain this all for people. And I was fortunate to have the help of my colleagues, David Albright and Ali Hainonen, who provided status assessments of each of the steps that Iran needs to take to build a nuclear device. And most of these steps are already ready based on their work prior to 2003, and then could be ready, if they're not already, within weeks to months.
Recommendation number one, review and enhance joint U.S.-Israeli intelligence efforts. Is that underway or is that already complete? Do we know?
We don't know. We haven't heard much about this, but one of the recommendations is to see where we're at. Do we have enough human intelligence sources to identify the locations or the nature of any Iranian weaponization activities? Do we need to review whether we can sabotage some of this if it is going on, if we need to disrupt it via supply chains or even use explosives or other mechanisms to prevent such work from going forward?
Number two, the IAEA. What is that and how is it more effective today than it has not been for decades?
Well, the International Atomic Energy Agency, it's the nuclear watchdog, and it has the authorization to go in and inspect Iran's nuclear facilities, specifically the facilities where it uses and produces nuclear material. Iran has restricted the IAEA's access to sites where it may be conducting weaponization activities, other activities that could assist a quick breakout. What we could do is authorize the IAEA via a Board of Governors meeting resolution. There's, in fact, one coming up next week in Vienna. And the U.S. and its Western partners could give the IAEA a mandate to look at Iran's weaponization program and to ask for access to sites that Iran might normally refuse. And enough Western pressure, even the IAEA requesting what's called special inspections. Basically, Iran can't say no to those. It can say no, but it has extreme consequences if it does. We could use those to seek access to any sites where this kind of weaponization activity could be happening.
Mobilize a credible military threat, yes, but I go to number four of policy. Resist nuclear negotiations that allow Iran to delay consequences. That explains the charm offensive underway. Is that correct, Andrea?
That's correct. We've seen Tehran say, well, we're quite open to negotiations at this point in time. We won't negotiate under pressure. But they are seeking to preempt the Trump administration's reimposition of maximum economic sanctions. And they saw it worked very well with Biden. They dragged on nuclear talks for more than 2 years and then succeeded in evading pressure for the rest of his term. And so we're concerned that Iran may seek another weak nuclear deal, something that allows it to retain its nuclear weapons assets, and then simply go back to rebuilding those as soon as Trump leaves office. And that's the kind of bad deal that we want to avoid this time.
Breakout is very tight, but these subcomponents they've not solved. Are they working on them? Is it a bridge too far for them? What do we know that's holding them back?
So some of the steps that they may need to do, still they need to make a uranium metal core. So they have to transfer their weapons grade uranium into uranium metal, which is a complicated process, but it would likely take weeks once they would divert their safeguarded fuel from their nuclear sites. And once that fuel goes missing to an underground site, it becomes very difficult to bomb and even detect its whereabouts. So that's a key issue that the U.S. should be focused on. There's another step with the effort to build the explosive that triggers the inward explosion of a nuclear weapon that ultimately compresses the core and creates an explosion. It's called a multi-point initiation system. And they still may need some work on that. So that could be a small bottleneck. And then there's a variety of other activities.
Right.
They need to do theoretical work, build a nuclear weapon, conduct a test without nuclear fuel, et cetera.
Andrea Stricker for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. The report is available on the FDD site. 25 years, and here they are.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.